Laser.
What was the discussions like between you and her and Lisa about sort of defining the nature of the marriage?
We had very little time, really, to prepare. I mean, because the whole thing was shot in 23 days, so we really only had a couple of days to kind of read through. But mostly, it was we talked about what their history was. There's a great scene in the movie where they talk about how they met, and I love it because it's, you know, if you talk to any couple, you'll get back to kind of something sort of silly and intimate about what they felt about each other, and they tell this long story, and at the end of it, my character says, "You were really funny," and she says, "And you were really pretty." And it's so adorable, and you kind of, yeah, you sort of see who they are together.
I was trying to distract you.
I know, it worked. You were really funny.
You were really pretty.
And then, you know, my tongue started working again.
Do you think that Jules maybe had another possible life as a straight woman, or this is where she's supposed to be? She's supposed to be with Nick.
She's in love with Nick. She's in love with Nick, and she has a family with Nick, and she doesn't ever, I don't think she has any intention of jeopardizing that. I think that Paul is somebody who represents a kind of validation for her outside of that relationship. You know, she's been defined primarily as the parent who's the caretaker in the relationship. So she's suddenly going, as her kids are growing up, you know, now what? And here's this guy who says, hey, you know, you're really talented. And she suddenly feels noticed, seen in a way, which is kind of what she's after with Paul.
So was there more than just, it was obviously more than just a physical attraction to Paul, not just about emotional satisfaction, you know, to sort of replace what was missing from the marriage?
Yeah, I don't think she was looking for something that she was, you know, she's not insecure in her relationship, she's insecure in herself. And Paul is somebody who's just able to see her in a different way.
Was working with a female director, did that aid the process? What do you think that with a male director, the product would have turned out differently maybe? What do you think?
I don't think so. In the same way that it's, I don't want to put people in boxes in terms of their sexuality. I don't like to do that
sure.
with gender either, because I think we're all telling stories that are about human beings. You know, that being said, Lisa, it was interesting because there was so much female energy on the set, you know, that was about this two women, this couple, and then, you know, Lisa was the director. And then what was interesting about that dynamic was that when Mark came in with very, very male energy, it felt very different. And so you realize that's the kind of shake-up that they're experiencing.